up that diesel. Let's go diesel.
Timestamp. Let's do a timestamp. It is 8 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. We're a little late getting this out, but we do want to talk a little bit about the Patriots game this past Sunday. Second straight good outing for Sam Howell. I wouldn't say that he was an A+, but he definitely was impressive for the second week in a row. Took less sacks, threw for a lot of yards. I want to throw it to you guys and ask you, you can start with Sam Howell and we can talk about the team in general. Are you encouraged by their play over these past couple weeks? I'm still 4-5. Still a lot of things to clean up, but after that Giants game, it was pretty bleak in the fan base. I know I was feeling pretty bummed out with the team. I find myself being a little bit more encouraged now, even though they're still not playing their best ball. What do you guys think? Encouraged, or are you still on a wait and see mode?
I mean, they beat the bum ass Patriots.
Yeah, I was gonna say drive slow, homie.
Congrats. Beat them by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
You could have lost. The funny thing with me is I don't really feel that differently about this team as I did going into the season. It's just this is the NFL. It is hard to finish games versus good teams, right? Like those Eagles games, there needs to be a time where you win those games. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They seemingly aren't ready to win those kind of games. They lost to the Giants and the Bears. We won't get into that again. But I think it's the offense. Look, if you look at our games now, so the last couple of weeks, sacks being down, the field position isn't even the same in these games. Games have a completely different tunnel. So I think as the offense improves, and we'll talk about the defense later because they still stink. And with our offense actually improving and becoming more efficient because the sacks are being cut down, offense is going to move the ball. If there's not going to be second and 18s and third and 14s every drive, they're going to put up 400-plus yards, and they're going to score points. They should have had more points versus New England. Sam had a fucking awful interception.
The fumble.
And then we had the fumble. And you heard fucking Belichick. They asked him at halftime. He's like, the defense has got to be better. What do they do to start the second half? They cut the headsets off. Fucking cheating bastards. So they were moving the ball with no problem on New England. No problem. I think that's the part that gives me optimism, Paul, is that with the less sacks, that offense becomes a much better offense.
With you, Cliff. I'm not really – I mean, we'll get into the defense, obviously. But I mean, it was encouraging to see the way, obviously Sam's playing. It was another back-to-back week for him. Or finally had back-to-back weeks where he put together two solid games. Paul, you said you didn't give him an A+, but shit, I give him an A-, minus that pick in the red zone. I thought he played his ass off.
Dude, that pick is a full letter grade. That pick was so bad.
But you know what happened that I didn't realize, and I look back on it? Because she had mentioned it on his pod. We get the first down, and for some reason, we're rushing. Like, I don't understand why in that moment, it's 40 seconds left, we got first down, why didn't we just call a timeout? It seemed like we were panicking. You got a young quarterback, like
no panic. That is
settle down. Like, what was the rush? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not making an excuse for him, Cliff. I'm saying, but what were we rushing for? We had three timeouts.
No way, Eric Bieniemy, as they were lining up, thought to himself, "This guy is going to roll out to his right and literally throw it in between six Patriots players."
Oh yeah, no. I'm just saying, you got, obviously, there's no excuse for saying making that throw, but again, you got three timeouts. Fucking use a timeout. Make sure you got the play that you want. Like, whatever play that was called, that shit didn't look like it was going to work. I mean, again, it's not an excuse for saying it's a bad play.
In fucking 300 section.
Yeah, he should have, but he tried to make a play.
He got greedy. Got greedy.
It was so bad. Like, he was going to bounce back. We got to stop seeing you bounce back. So, like, that's got to be part of this, of your growth. It can't be that, like, well, he always bounces back. It's like, well, dude, but that means you're fucking up. So we don't need to constantly see you bounce back during games.
Damn, Cliff. So, I mean, I feel you. The pick was bad, but I thought outside of that, the brother had a great game. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can't give away points in the red zone.
He played great outside of that, but that was such an – that's one of the most egregious picks I've seen all season.
He said it was the worst play of his career.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that.
So, Cliff, what letter grade would you give him for Sunday's performance? I know it's a couple of days afterwards, so not refreshing your brain, but –
You get a B, B minus. Yo, you can't be throwing interceptions in the red zone. Can't do it. The game was 20-17 in part because of that interception.
And the fumble.
Like, you've literally taken 7 points off the board.
I mean, but also B-Rob set up their first seven.
Hey, man, we not talking about B-Rob.
I hear you, but we're not going to dismiss we're not going to dismiss that shitty ass fumble he had.
We're not going to dismiss the fumble, but we're talking about Sam. I think it's just something we got to keep in mind. Is like, when are we going to see our first clean game?
I think no picks.
No picks, no fumbles, a sack or two. We need to see one of those as well. Like that, we haven't seen that. Does he have a game where he has no picks? Well, the Broncos game, he got sacked like 6 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he threw a pick, right?
He did not. I think it might just be that game. I don't think he threw a pick in the first game versus Eagles either. Yeah. No picks.
We need more of those. I need to see more of those.
Either way, it was encouraging, minus the red zone pick for Sam. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went up against a Bill Belichick-led defense. Like, I thought he played his – I mean, obviously he played his ass off, but, of course, we don't want to lose points.
I don't want to sound like I'm being harsh. I'm just saying it's such a bad pick that, like, I can't say you had a good game after a pick like that.
Would it be fair to say at this point that Sam Howell is showing at least some sort of significant signs of development in his game at this point? Yeah, he has yet to put together a clean 60 minutes, but he's taking strides for sure, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yo,
so
listen.
What would you say? I'm sorry, go ahead, Cliff.
No, go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just going to ask you guys, what would you say if you had to just name one thing or several things, whatever you want, and especially in these past couple weeks, what signs of growth have you seen from Sam Howell?
Getting the ball out faster? Quick reads? Mm-hmm. Not trying to make every throw, throwing it away sometimes when it's not there. Like, sometimes you don't got to be a hero. Unfortunately, in the red zone, you're trying to be a hero, but I feel like we've seen improvement in that. Obviously, not taking as many sacks. That goes into the play calling as well, but I just feel like he's getting a lot more comfortable in the pocket.
Yeah.
And it's funny you say that. I think that a big part of his performance on Sunday was what he did off script. He made a lot of throws in the run yesterday, a lot of throws from difficult angles. You already mentioned the one where he threw back across the field to Byron Pringle, but, you know, he had a fadeaway 35-yarder to Terry on a corner route where Terry just broke somebody off. He had a great throw to Dami Brown. Had a couple good throws to Dami Brown. Had a good throw to Terry McLaurin on a slant he took for like 35 yards. Missed the one to John Bates. And every time I watch that back, I'm like, damn, you could have had a really impressive day. You could have hit 4 bills. You got 2 touchdowns. But, you know, I'll take that. That play will come with time. But, yeah, also, he's doing a great job at that.
And to that point, I know we're talking about his throws, but let's not forget the 3rd-and-23 scramble. Like, that's a hell of a fucking play, man.
Yeah.
That's just getting – we don't make plays like that. Like, that was our longest third-down conversion, apparently, in, like, over a decade. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, 3rd-and-23, I believe it, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's something that that's a part of his game that, you know, we haven't had right here. So, I think we've seen more encouragement for sure.
It's encouraging because it's such a throwaway play. Like, you don't expect at all to convert a 3rd-and-23. The fact that he didn't just give up on the play. He could have ran, got his 12, and slid or whatever, run out of bounds. But he was like, no, I'm going to try to get this first down from a quarter of the field away. Like, just watch. It's crazy to me. I love that little gamesmanship from him. That little like a game player, a game maker. Sorry, what? Playmaker mentality about him, that he's not going to try to just get the fourth down safely. Like, I'm going to try to convert this and keep this drive moving.
It's a gift and a curse.
I mean, as long as you're careful, bro.
Listen, we're seeing a weekly improvement. There's no question. There's no question. Keeps improving. We're not seeing a lot of the same mistakes twice with him. He might be a good quarterback. Like, it's one of those things. It's like, compared to his peers outside Stroud, he looks better than the rest of them.
Yeah.
See?
Absolutely.
Not only does he look better than the rest of them, he has significantly more on his plate.
Yes. I think the issue around here, my fault, Cliff, we're so skeptical with everything because we're just a damaged fan base. And, like, it's his 10th start. And it's like, damn, like, this brother actually might be pretty good. But, you know, we're just so hesitant to actually, you know, buy in completely. Like, there's so many fans that you see online that are just like, I don't know. They play the Patriots. They're a B team, da-da-da-da. Like, they don't want to give him some credit, like. It's okay, guys. Actually, be encouraged and to support your quarterback. Who, yes, he was a 5th-round pick, but clearly he's starting to show signs that maybe he could be the answer long term. Obviously, we got 9 more games to go, whatever it is. But I mean, I think this is encouraging.
I'm looking at a list of all quarterbacks.
Drafted.
I'm looking at 2021, 2022, 2023. Soon to tell the end of 2023, guys. Stroud looks like the real deal for sure. Richardson looked great before he got banged. But I don't know, man. Like, outside of Trevor Lawrence, and at this point I would have to give it to Brock Purdy as well, or any of these other quarterbacks better than Sam Howell from what he's shown. I mean, we're talking about a list of
is the goddamn monsters.
Yeah. Purdy ain't looking all that great in the last 3 weeks. We're gonna see how he looked this week.
He's in that Tausanian offense.
We'll give him his credit. What's the 21 class?
The 2021 class is Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, Ian Book, and Sam Ellinger.
Jesus. Holy crap. What was 22 is Kenny Pickett, right?
Kenny Pickett. Desmond Ritter, Malik Willis. I remember how we were gassed from Malik Willis. Sam Corral, Bailey Zappe. Hey, Patriots fans were tweeting at me being like, yeah, we definitely could have had Sam Howell, but Genius Bill wanted Bailey Zappe. I'm like, hey, y'all turning on Bill. I don't like y'all talking about man, please.
First of all, put some respect on it. They be calling him sarcastically Genius Bill.
Bro, they talking about fire this nigga this week, Cliff. I don't know if y'all beat that much. Yeah. You don't blow the ass out of that joint, bro.
Well, Bill will come down here and break the record. Say this much better than McCorkle.
McCorkle
on Sunday. Look better than him. Mm-hmm. The only game where Sam in the Bills game, I don't even want it. That's the only game where he played poorly. There are games where I see Kenny Pickett, and I'm like, dude, how did you go in the first round?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem possible.
I'm convinced.
It's not like they're short on weapons.
Yeah, they got some players in Pittsburgh. I think that I'm convinced that it was just he's from Pittsburgh. He went to University of Pittsburgh. We need a quarterback. Ben just retired. We're just going to do the cute little, you know? Like, if that were any other city, would they have drafted Kenny Pickett? I just don't think so.
He had a huge senior year, but that COVID, football during COVID was not the same.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the same.
I just never saw it with Pickett, though. I don't know. I remember
our conversations about him. Yeah. He's an older player. He played a lot. a lot. But
yeah, how many games is he? Tyler, remember the whole thing about his hand size and was he gonna wear gloves when he throws? That's one of the most annoying off-season storylines.
Well, QBs that wear gloves when they throw, like Teddy Bridgewater. I'm like, guys, take the fucking gloves off.
I feel like Ben did it too, though, for Pitt.
He did do it. I'm like, why do you? I think Kurt Warner did too.
Yeah, sure did. Yep.
I think the encouraging thing with Sam is that, and I think we've talked about this before, it's the last quarterback we've seen, we've just like watched grow is Kirk. And Kirk. with Robert, we didn't feel like we were watching his growth. It was like we were watching a star be born sort of thing. And so we sort of got so used to like Robert doing things that we hadn't seen before. And so we weren't, especially year one, we weren't like, is he developing? Is he developing? Mm-hmm. The nigga was carrying our whole fucking team.
Literally.
Kirk was starting from like a very low base.
Had a couple stinkers to start out.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways looked like the way some of these young QBs are looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sam has been given a ton, like the guy leads the league in dropbacks. Like he's throwing the ball a lot. People, there are concerns that come with that. He's getting hit a lot, but I think it's accelerating his development. And so as opposed to him being out there and they're like, oh, well, you're only going to throw the ball 20 to 22 times a game. We're going to go heavy play action. You're going to do nothing but throw quick screens and get the ball at your hands quick by design. Instead, he's out here a lot of times. We line up and empty. It's fucking 3rd and 20.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that part's been good to see.
That says a lot about Sam and the confidence that, you know, EB has in him, right? Like, said that shit early on, bro. Like, he felt like Sam could do it. Obviously, I don't think none of us anticipated this past the run ratio. And that shit still scares me to this day when we drop him 35, 40. Clearly, he can handle it. It's just something that we're not used to. But, hey, he's showing the growth every week. He's showing that he can handle it. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm intrigued.
It's looking good.
I don't want to get
it. And I tell you this, for $500K.
Yeah, Cliff.
That part on top of it.
Yeah.
It's like it's fucking no-brainer. The guy's going to be the quarterback next year. Barring something terrible happening second half of this season, he's going to be the quarterback next year.
Yep.
So you guys don't have any reservations? I know that this past week, or maybe it was last week, Ron had said that Jonathan Allen had said he's our star for the next 5-10 years. I think maybe he had Ron said something about it too. But you know, it was a story. I think it was either Rossini or Dov Kleiman or one of these like insider types said that they believe that he's our quarterback in the future. You guys think that's the way to go, right?
I mean, it'd be hard future. To not say he wouldn't be the quarterback of the future. I mean, obviously, there's more games to play unless he completely just falls off and turns into fucking Heath Shuler out here. And I don't see any way he wouldn't be. But also, we don't know who's going to be in charge here. But if he continues to play like this, even for a new regime, it'd be hard not to want to go into the next year with him as your quarterback. And like Cliff mentioned, with that contract, I mean, that's hard.
You add it on top, it's like, well, that's a no-brainer. If Hal was a first-round pick and playing like he's playing this year, there'd be nothing but optimism.
Yep.
I think about that often.
It would be like, oh, the sacks are a problem, but wow, look at these throws.
Yep.
Look at the throw. Look how tough he is. Look at him converting 3rd and 20s. Like, there would be nothing but positivity about the future. If a first round pick was playing, it was second in the league in passing yards and tied for first over like the last month in passing yards and touchdown passes, right? Like if Kenny Pickett was playing the way, or Bryce Young was playing the way Hal's playing, people would be on TV every day, incredibly optimistic about Bryce Young.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I often think that if he were a first-round pick, if he were like a first-round pick, like he was supposed to have been several years back, and you watched him play just one of his games, I think that like the fact that he's a fifth-round pick just makes people like skeptical that he's actually this good. Like they think it's a mirage what they're seeing. He has the goods, man. He needs some time though. He definitely needs some time to work some things out.
Dude, that first Eagles game, I don't see how someone could watch that first Eagles game and be like, oh, we should draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how.
On the road, Cliff, in the link, at the link.
Yeah, I just don't see how someone could look at that and that would be their takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
He's never scared. This man is not a scary nigga like some of our former quarterbacks who will remain nameless on this podcast. All right. We don't talk much about the offense. I think that Sam, it was the story of the offense for sure. Like, I know that he spread the ball around. Terry had another productive day. Jahan got in the end zone. But, you know, Sam definitely showed well, and it was good to see. But let's talk about the defense really quick. Notably, it was the first game without Tez and Chase. I know that they didn't really have a pass rush. That much was clear. But how do you think they did as a whole? I know Mac Jones isn't much of a quarterback. He had a pretty bad day. I mean, I think my initial reaction to watching Mac Jones and them receivers was like, yo, the quarterback is bad, and it's exacerbated by how slow these receivers are. Like, nobody's open. But the defense, I mean, I got to give them credit. They did a good job. I think they held him to, like, less than 5 yards in attempts, which is really bad. So, you know, I have no complaints. They didn't really get gashed on the ground outside of one boneheaded run fit by David Mayo that allowed
That wasn't on Mayo. That was on Jamin.
Yeah, that was Jamin. Saw Maga Jack on the sideline, like with the little clipboard. Like, what you doing? Where you at?
Wait, so if I remember that play correctly, it was like off the. It was maybe like A gap or B gap. On the right side, Jamin was on the opposite side of the center, though.
Linebackers were crossing.
Yeah,
they were supposed to cross. That's why David Mayo shot down, like dove down like that.
You can't get blocked by the fucking left guard on that play because then there's no one there.
Nope.
Well, I think he clearly, I mean, now that I know that was supposed to be what was going to happen, I think he probably just didn't know the assignment. He probably just didn't even scrape. He probably just.
Oh, no, nah, he tried to scrape. He just didn't get there
in time. Okay. I need to watch that play over. That's a good call. Thank you for letting me know.
You know his back is the coordinator's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's how you know you fucked up. It's not in your position, coach. Fucking Jack got the damn surface. He had to close his True Social app. Come over. Come over there and explain to you that you missed your gap. That's why there was like no one there. The safety has no chance on that play.
I was streaming OAN. Damn it, I was trying to watch Tucker on X, damn it.
But that's why, like, on that kind of play, some shit like that happens, the safety has no chance.
Yeah.
RB's gonna have so much fucking speed.
I mean, that was the easiest touchdown Ramondre is gonna have.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the one he's had thus far in his career.
It might be the only play he looked like Ramondre all season, for real.
That shit on you.
Done a fucking thing. On the bright side, for whatever reason, they kept putting Zeke on the field. Every time they put Zeke on the field, I'm like, thank you. Keep Ramondre off the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most definitely.
Niggas threw a screen pass to Zeke.
I was like, y'all are like tripping. What are y'all doing?
Like, your offense is slow as shit.
Dog. You're throwing a screen to Ezekiel Elliott in 2023? Are you niggas ill?
Niggas said,
I can't kill Matt too much, man. I know he ain't playing the best ball, but them guys he out there playing with, they wasn't making no plays, man. Rager dropped a fucking bomb. You know what I'm saying? Like, St. Juice was cooked on one, I feel like. Like, there was plays to be made. They just didn't have to
be Rager in the league. I don't understand.
Great question. I have no idea.
Don't understand.
Every time I see him, he's dropping the pass. It's perplexing.
Yep. You can't convince me. Like right now, if you like, maybe I'm biased, but if you gave me a choice to fill the last roster spot on my team with Jalen Reagor or like Mitchell Tinsley, I'm not even thinking about it. Reagor, I'll see you. Bye.
Reagor or Josh Dotson?
Well, come on. unlike Josh Dotson, Jalen Reagor actually wants to be in the NFL. Like, right, so right. I have to give you the edge just for that, you know?
Nigga, hook you up with an Enterprise rental.
Oh, that's Corey's man, Leonard Hankerson. Hey, if you're ever in Miami and you're looking to buy a Cadillac, head down to Leonard Hankerson Cadillac down on Route 450. I don't know. Hey, you talking about, man, Hank was another one of these Josh Dotson-ass niggas. Just like, you ever see a tall person dance?
Don't do that to Hank, though. Hank made some plays for us.
Oh, shit, bro. Hank did a little more than that, man.
You know what I'm saying? One play only. Everybody remembers the play because it's the only play he ever made.
The Seattle game?
Yeah. And we were all shocked that he made the play. Yeah. We thought it was going to be reviewed and overturned.
Oh, shit.
There's no fucking way he caught the ball.
He also mossed David Amerson when he came back here from Oakland. Remember that Sunday night Oakland game?
Yep.
That was Amerson, right?
Sure was.
Oh, we have drafted some bummy cornerbacks. I was having that conversation. It was with you guys.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yep.
When was the last time we drafted a good cornerback?
Nah, we drafted good cornerbacks. That's why, like, Amerson was different. Because Amerson played better when he left.
Breland was solid.
That's what I was saying about
Breland Forbes. Breland was solid.
We haven't really drafted that many corners that have just shown up and got cooked.
That's what it was. That's what the conversation was.
We were not, like, they faced A.J. Brown and got cooked. He faced
But to that point, we got to give Forbes a little bit of credit. He did have a solid game on Sunday.
Nigga played a G League, though. That's a G League player.
Cliff, at this rate, it was something to get his confidence up. I'll take it because he got another 10.
Come on, man. Listen, Sunday, man. You know everybody who listens to this podcast knows that every once in a while, somebody needs to throw you a bone. You need a slump buster to get you back in your groove. Man. I don't give a fuck that it's Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster. Forbes had a day. Didn't he have like seven passes?
That nigga was on Reagor. I feel like he was on Reagor the whole game.
Hey, that's the first smart thing Jack has done. That's the first smart thing Jack has done with him all season. Go guard John Reagor for 60 minutes. Hey, get your confidence up.
You go shadow Reagor this week. Shadow Reagor, dog. Reagor out there making plays or some shit, Forbes. You got
it's like turning that's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Well, you know what? This coming Sunday, the assignment's going to be a little different. And right, I don't want to hear any of you guys saying, "Why is he even on DK?"
Well,
got to cover someone, bro.
I would rather see him. But honestly, though, I mean, I know we're going to get him in Seattle, but I feel like DK is a better matchup for him compared to AJ.
Watch yourself. Because
DK, I feel like, is a little more straight line. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he's going to scrap a cliff. Don't get into it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying AJ has a lot more in his bag compared to DK. You know what I'm saying? AJ catch a slant, give you a quick juke. DK more straight line, you know what I'm saying, down the sideline. I don't feel like
St. Juice has way more success. Obviously, AJ caught that incredible pass on St. Juice.
Yeah,
St. Juice, St. Juice does have success versus AJ because he's stronger.
Yeah, big body.
No, I can't wait to see the first play where it's Forbes lined up. What's the size difference there? That's like 70 pounds?
At least.
Jesus.
What's Forbes weighing in at right now, do you think?
170. He's probably lost weight.
Should have been lost weight. He might be 160.
160.
Soaking wet.
I know that nigga ain't eat after AJ cooked him that first time. He ate for a whole week.
DK Metcalf is 6'4". 236 pounds, and this is probably combine. So he's probably like 240. Yeah. You might as well just call it 240. Just round up. So he given up 2 inches of height and 60 pounds of weight.
But I'll be honest with y'all, I'd be more worried about Forbes guarding Lockett. I feel like Lockett got a little bit more in his bag, a little bit more quicker, you know, in and out of his routes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, he got the veteran aspect, but the problem is Metcalf can go 70.
For sure. He will throw four little ass off him.
He will catch a fucking hitch and discard your fucking little ass.
Oh, shit.
I mean, shoot. Don't even sleep on Jaxon Smith-Njigba because he's kind of coming around. I know he was kind of slow to start making plays for them, but, you know, their passing offense, it hasn't been great, but they got weapons. Like, I don't want to catch them where they get hot.
Your boy Geno's been up and down.
Geno's starting to come back to earth, Paul. What's going on with your mind there?
Hold up now there, man. You're not going to take this away from me, man, because y'all sit on every West Virginia player that is fortunate enough to make it to the NFL. Damn it, we don't get many. I'm rocking with Geno, dog. I'm rocking with Geno. Yes, he's not playing great. He's taking a step back. Maybe this is who he is. Maybe he isn't. But he's still an NFL starter caliber quarterback.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yeah. The Patriots, Rieger was four slump buster. Our secondary might be Geno's.
It might be.
So.
Oh, yeah, no, don't get sleep. It's about to be the return of the get-right defense, man. Everybody, whether it's Russell Wilson or it's Fields or fucking Ritter to an extent.
Tyrod having flashbacks to VTech.
These niggas didn't have a score touchdown in 3 years, came out and dropped 14 on us like it was nothing. Like, we're the get-right defense. So, Gino, you about to be played heavy in my DK leagues this week.
Yeah, because there's no better defense to face if you're trying to go bombs away.
Who would have thought we'd be saying that?
Six point favorites. The Seahawks are on Sunday. I don't trust them to cover a 6 point spread because they've been very, very. I don't know, man. That ass whipping thing on Sunday was kind of like a. I don't know. That kind of shook my confidence in them. A little bit, because they haven't been as good as they were last year. Yeah, they were 5-2, but then you got your ass cooked by maybe the best in football right now.
Ravens, yeah, they won in Detroit.
They did win in Detroit. Can't take that away from
them. One of the Seattle beat reporters was on. They said since Geno got injured, remember that? I forget what game it was when Locke came in.
It was the Giants.
They said he hasn't been the same since. I don't think he basically hasn't recovered from that injury yet.
Wait, which game is that?
The Giants game when he scrambled and the dude landed on his leg when he was dragging him out of bounds. Mm.
The beat reporter was like, how Locke went in there and looked so good, basically, without saying he heard it from Geno. Like, he got a little worried and was like, nah, I'm going back in this fucking game because Locke looking good. And since then, they don't think he's healthy. So, hopefully we get another week. Like, he's been playing the last couple weeks.
I mean, shoot, I got to pull up Geno's stats. I want to see what Geno season he's having right now compared to last season. I know
before that injury, he was balling. Geno was playing good ball.
Oh, yeah, no. Their offense is definitely potent. I was more worried about their run game with Ken Walker and Charbonnet. I mean, Charbonnet's been having kind of a quiet year. He's a rookie. You know, but Ken Walker had strung together before he got hurt, like three or four straight, like 100-yard games. And scored a touchdown each. Like, he's had a productive season. 9 touchdowns, 7 picks right now for Geno Smith. Not terrible. Only an 86 rating on the season. Like, he's had a down year to a degree.
Since that Giants game, they've scored 13, 20, 24, 3. Prior to that, they scored 13, 37, 37, 24. So
but also, past four games,
they did play some defense.
Bengals, Cardinals, Browns, Ravens. I mean,
definitely.
Even the Cardinals are a decent defense, but those are four good defenses.
Yeah,
three for sure. Very good defenses.
Oh, DK missed practice today too.
Just those are the two best defenses in the league. Mm-hmm. Browns, Ravens.
Past 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the Bengals. Bengals defense is really good. The Bengals DC is a guy that I would watch here, by the way, for our head coaching gig. What's the dude's name? I'm not gonna butcher the man's name, Cliff. You know
who? I think it's Lou Amarillo. Come on,
yeah. Not a fan.
I'm not a fan. Just their defenses really aren't that good.
I think the Bengals' defenses are pretty daggone decent, considering that I just feel like they don't have a lot of like household names. Like they, who's my man's name? Got from New Orleans.
Their defense has shown up in big spots.
They have.
But it has not been good. like overall week to week. We just remember them from games where they showed up.
I remember them from shutting down Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen in the playoffs frequently. They constantly show up.
Well, let's not say frequently.
Right. I'm agreeing with you.
They shut down Mahomes for a half.
Yeah.
Grounds for you being my head coach, bro.
Trey Hendrickson was the name I was talking about.
With Trey.
Yeah, he's nice. He's was a nice pickup for them. Yeah, the Seahawks have faced a lot of tough defenses, though. But they definitely could get right against us. Where do you guys want to start on the Seahawks, man? Because keeping it funky, I don't really watch a lot of Seahawks football. Like, I feel like that's the one team in the NFC for sure. And I definitely should watch them because they're right ahead of us in the playoff race. But I don't really clock like that, for real. I don't think I'll call a single Seahawks game. Have they played on prime time yet this year?
Yeah, they played Giants.
That Giants game.
That Giants game. But wasn't – they barely beat the Giants, right?
Nah, they smoked the Giants.
They whooped up on them. Like 24-3 or some shit like that.
Yeah. It was the Giants. They couldn't score.
I'm just remembering that game. Yeah. Okay, that wasn't that just right.
I was going to say, defensively, they still got some names. I mean, I know they got gutted by Baltimore, but that's Lamar in that run game. That shit was just filthy. That was a tough matchup for them. Also, you got
to say,
they traveled across country and played at 1 p.m. People always forget that. Seattle always plays like ass when they come out on the East Coast and play at 1 o'clock. That's just what they do. What year it is, they've always done that. But don't forget, they did just trade for Leonard Williams. Secondary, they drafted Witherspoon, who was a fucking dog.
You got Tariq Woolen.
Adams.
They probably have the best secondary in the NFL.
Yeah, Quandre Diggs, Woolen. Like, they got some ball players over there. Bobby's back.
And they got Julian Love. They have Julian Love in that secondary guy.
Yeah, I forgot about Julian.
In New York. Yeah, he's their sixth cornerback or their sixth DB who plays a lot for them. So, and they just – didn't they just sign Frank Clark or I'm making that up?
They did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're loading up for a playoff run. They got a lot of talent on that defense. We didn't even mention Boye Mafe right yet. He's going to be a guy that we got to watch because he has a sack in six straight games, right? Or something like that.
I think I did see that sample. Yep.
I think he's probably like first or second in the NFC in sacks right now. I think I've seen that. They have a nice defense. They have a talented defense. They're not that, like, I think DVOA-wise, I think I had read that they're like middle of the pack, but they have a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. They're fast. The secondary is young. Is Jamal Adams still a premium player? No?
I mean, since he came back, he's been looking pretty solid. I mean, I didn't see what he did last week versus Baltimore, so don't hold me to that. But he playing good ball, apparently, based on what the reporters reported. So, I mean, you know, coverage, he's ass cheeks like Roy Williams, so he might be the target. What I'm saying?
They're physical in the secondary, man. Absolutely. We haven't really seen a lot of physical secondaries yet to this point. Towards the end of the game last week, they were putting some big hits on our receivers. We haven't really seen a really physical secondary. I know that Diggs hits. I know that Witherspoon hits. I damn for sure know that Jamal Adams will come and smack you if you let him. What would you say the toughest part of their defense is? Like, it's hard to picture them because I know they just add a couple new pieces. They might change the way they do things, but their secondary is definitely the strong point.
Yeah, that's secondary is
definitely their strength by far.
How are you rolling?
He's in the slot. He doesn't even play outside. He plays the fucking slot.
Mm-hmm.
No, they are next to cornerback. Like, I really like Witherspoon. Like, you know that I was surprised when he went six overall. I mean, I'm not surprised. He was that nice. I was hoping we have a chance for him when we got old boy this past year, but he went top six. So,
yeah.
No, they're definitely talented. How are we going to throw the ball in them? Like, what would you say we have to do to get the ball moving versus their secondary? I know the Ravens ran all over them last week. They didn't really need to throw a ball much. I can't really think of any secondaries really dicing them up this year that they've been really sound.
Goff threw the ball on them a little.
I want to look up some of their.
They're playing at home.
Yeah. Coming off an ass whooping.
They're going to be trying to use the crowd noise to their advantage, jumping routes, right? Like, Sam's going to try to get the ball out early. There'll be routes for them to jump because we've been throwing a lot of short passes, et cetera, et cetera. I think we need Curtis Samuel for sure.
He's back in practice.
Yeah, we need our full arsenal versus them. I think that's going to be a key variety of ways to get different people the ball. I think the good thing about Sam, one of the best things about Sam so far is that he spreads the ball out. So it's not like he's out here just like, oh, shit, we're 17, we're 17. Yeah. The ball is going to be spread out. It's going to go to whoever the open target is supposed to be. So I think we're going to move the ball on him. This is becomes a question of, like, we can't put ourselves in a situation where he has to drop back every play.
Yeah.
Yep. So, which means we can't fall behind early. What was that stat? We've given up 4 first drive touchdowns, or is it 5?
Most in the league.
That is, there are teams that go a whole season, they don't score a touchdown the first drive. Yeah. Half our games, the team is scored on their first drive, they score a touchdown.
Pathetic.
That's crazy.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, I'm pathetic.
So, we gotta. The Patriots game, we led most of the game. No, did we? Wait.
Yeah, we led
and then lost the lead. We need to get a lead. This can't be 13-0 early. Can't do it.
We used the run game a lot last week, too. Obviously, I'm not saying we're going to turn in a 60-40 run pass, but Gibby had his most touches last week. B-Rob was effective in the run game. Like, EB just got to keep mixing that shit up and dialing that shit up like he was last week. I feel like he had the Patriots and Belichick and crew off balance last week. We just got to find a way, you know what I'm saying, to make the game easy for Sam early on. Like Cliff said, that crowd's going to be riled up. They're definitely going to press us because they know we try to go short. I mean, go quick game. They got the physical corners that, you know, obviously get physical with the wideout. So hopefully just some kind of way we find a way to keep them off balance. I like how last week he involved Gibby, and especially, I mean, obviously Gibby had the best game of the year. I don't know, man.
I think we could run on them. I'm looking at right now one of their bloggers does a kind of like a chart of where an offense and defense, opposing offense and defense, stack up against one another. Same thing on the other side of the ball. Right now, we're 19th in the NFL in yards per rush. They rank in the bottom third of the league. They're 26th. I didn't say how many yards per game, but they're 26th ranked in the league in given yards. Where they're really good is sacks. They're 19th in sacks. We are obviously 31st in sacks. I'm surprised we're not dead last. Sack percentage. Oh, sorry, okay, that's based on how many passing attempts. Mm-hmm. I wonder who the team below us is. I have no idea. I'm shocked to hear that. 41 sacks ain't.
It's got
to
be the Giants.
Got to be. I was going to say. Yeah, just compared to how many times they throw the ball, because Daniel Jones gets sacked just about as much as EW throws, like half the number of passes, which is crazy. Yeah. Yeah, man. I think that Brian Robinson could have a day on them. I know that the Ravens went for 230 on them last week. Keaton Mitchell and Gus Edwards.
You mean 330?
Yeah, they had over 300.
Wait, it was 330?
It was 300. It was definitely 300.
He was gashing.
He had like 9 carries for like 130 himself.
I thought it was 230. That is insane. How you put 300?
They ran for like 300 yards on him.
Yep. Nigga, this ain't Nebraska. You ran for 300 yards?
Oh, shit.
Well, shit, if that's the case.
We're not doing that, though, bro. We know we're not going that route. Let's be honest. We're not.
I don't know, man. We're toting the rock like that. I mean, also, that would help. That would help Sam out. That would definitely help Sam out, man. Instead of having him throw the ball 98 times up in Seattle, let's hand the ball to 824 a little bit. Hey, not from 24, probably coming off his best game as a pro, man.
Mm-hmm.
One of his best games as a pro. Maybe best game in a while, I'd say, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Don't you think early on in the game that there's an opportunity for some big passing plays? Because they're really going to be trying to jump routes, man.
They're going to jump everything, Cliff.
Yeah,
that's their mindset.
I think they're really going to be encouraged to jump routes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's going to be some room to make some big plays. Maybe Diami will make one. Corey's boy, Diami.
I mean, honestly, we don't got time for him to be dropping shit out there. Put Pringle in the game. We can't afford that shit. He dropped the touchdown pass last week. Like, Diami, you my guy, but We cannot keep doing this, bro. Like, you got your college quarterback putting the shit in the breadbasket. The shit went right through his hands. Like, it couldn't have been a better ball.
And nigga feeding you some nice touchdown catches.
Yes!
That would have been a nice little – that might have made a top 10. It would have been a nice little catch.
But, hey, shout out to Pringle and Crowder for stepping up. Like you said, Sam is spreading that ball around. He don't, you know, he doesn't dial in on just 17. And hopefully, you know.
The only person he dials in on is Deami. We got to stop playing him.
He definitely
tries
to give Deami the ball.
He definitely does.
Hey, he's looking out for his man. You got to give that dude a couple freebies out there because
I feel him, Paul, but Lord knows. He can't be dropping the deep joints that he's throwing to you, bro. I can see if it was a difficult catch, but right through your hands, guys? Like, we're seeing this way too much.
If that was anybody else, I would let it slide, but we've seen him just be bummy in the past, so I've almost had it with Deami Brown. Like, he's a fine special teamer, but at this point, that's all he is to me personally. If you get snaps on offense, I'm indifferent because frankly, Crowder and Pringle have looked better than you well around.
I was gonna say we've seen Pringle make more plays than Deami, bro. That's unacceptable.
Way more.
Unacceptable.
It's an indictment. The fact that these niggas were on the street in the summer, They signed here and roughed your snaps. It's an indictment on you as a prospect. So at this point, it is what it is, man. You're lucky Sam's here.
Crowder out here looking like it's 2015 and shit, right?
Hey, man, he's had old man moves since he was like 18. This man like runs routes like a 15-year vet, and that hasn't changed. He's just a little slower these days.
I don't know what play it was where he threw the ball to Deami. It might have been fourth down. Threw the ball to Deami. It was like a deep pass down the sideline.
It was third down, Cliff. We needed it.
Third down?
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
It's like, why do you throw this guy the ball? Because in your head, you still think he's that guy, but he ain't that guy, man.
Because
he ain't that guy.
Why the fuck are we targeting Deami on third down? You see that shit right now. Yep.
And even the corner was draped all over him.
Yep.
No separation.
You know where the Celtics are really good, though.
Get a PI call. Flail his arms in the air.
That's the last refuge of the bum ass wide receivers. Like, come on, Gress, throw the flags. Like, damn, it's such a silly ass down, though. You ain't getting no flags out here. I don't know who you think you are. You ain't getting no calls out of this bitch. I'm reading a stat right now. You know where the Seahawks really are actually very strong is in the secondary, obviously, but their play action defense is the best in the NFL, like by actually a considerable margin. And that's kind of a dagger because I think the play action has been really good for us these past
couple
weeks.
Yeah, but we don't really. I don't think we run a lot of play action.
Yeah,
but well, it's been very effective when we have used it. Oh, yeah, meant to ask you guys why I don't call it more often. It's just not part of EB's bag, I guess, right?
Dog, when you watch the Chiefs, watch us. Drop back out here, baby. Like, we got to just accept it and embrace it.
I think
our fan base got used to it. We've never really had a passing offense. We've generally been a fan base that complains about overpassing. That has sort of been the history of our team, if you think about it. We complained about passing with Jay. That was like a big complaint with Jay. We don't run the ball enough. That's all we do.
Slugfest.
Yeah, we're used to, you know, dirty, you know, grinded out games.
Yep.
EB is not running the ball, people. Get over it. Just be happy that, like, it's not the other way around.
EB said, y'all don't want to give me a head coaching job. Fuck it. I'm dialing this shit up. Sam, what the fuck you want, man? We're throwing this bitch deep.
Throwing that shit all over the park. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. Nope. Oh, we just got the ball back 40 seconds left from our own 20? Second quarter?
You know who we got it from? That's Andy Reid. That's literally Andy Reid. Andy never gives a fuck. Don't care what the situation is. I'm dialing that shit up.
Yeah, he's the true Andy Reid disciple, man.
Mm-hmm.
We should be happy about that.
Yeah.
And we need a pass rush this week on them. Are we going to be able to pressure Geno at all?
I think that's probably – Ask 93 and 94.
Yeah,
I
didn't see them.
If you can find them,
it would be nice.
If you can find them. They said – I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to shit on this man.
Sunday off?
Yeah. I don't want to shit on the boy because I know that I'm pretty excited about him too, and I want to see what he can do in a starting role. But to the folks that thought that Tua Hill and James Smith Williams was going to step in and be solid fill-ins for 90 and 99, like they would just like it would be business as usual. I'm like, no, you went from having little pass rush to having no pass rush, and this is what y'all niggas was asking for.
But then the casuals would say, Paul, you got the same production.
Well, that's why they're casuals, Corey.
There you go.
I know this. I know that. I'm reading a stat from last week. The Ravens pressured Geno. I just had it. I forgot Jason Peters was on this team till just this second. Holy shit.
He got his first start last week, matter of fact.
He sure did.
Well, apparently he was getting his ass busted. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
We got the Bama Charles Cross, that left tackle. How he doing?
He's been good, but he just came back from an injury. Yeah, both their tackles have been hurt.
They got your man at tight end, Cliff. Noah Fant.
Yeah, Noah Fant. Fant and and they played multiple tight ends.
Yeah. The Ravens pressured Seattle on 18-30 through drop backs last week. 54%, the highest pressure rate since week 16 of 2018, 5 years ago. The Seahawks can't block up front for shit. I think that's one of the big reasons why Geno hasn't been as good. And I think that we had said this privately, like, that's probably our best chance to get a win on Sunday. Like, we're going to have to generate pass rush somehow. Like, I don't know how they plan on doing it with the ends or rotating folks in or maybe throwing some different different pressures.
I actually think this is the kind of game where it's going to be good that we have JSW and Tua Hill, because obviously there's the talk about like discipline and lane rushing. Geno has sucked in the pocket. His play this year, his like when he's played well, has been because of his like him making plays outside the pocket, right? I think this is the kind of game where Tua Hill and Williams do their assignments and are able to keep them in the pocket. And then that's where the pressure comes from 93 and 94. So I actually think the D-line is going to actually have a pretty good game.
I'm with you on that, Cliff. I just hope we get a little bit more of KJ Henry, Andre Jones on situations, because
I can't play those guys, man.
Playing time they got last week on third down, they had more pass rush than the other two.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying put them down out there 50-50, not at all. Obviously, Tua Hill, James Smith should be the starters. They should be out there majority of the time, but I'm just saying, like, obvious passing situations, I wouldn't mind seeing KJ and Andre a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that, but I feel like if our goal is to keep, if we're going to be telling the ends to make sure to keep contained, I can't be putting late round rookies out there. But I feel you. I feel you. Get them more snaps when we can. But this seems like an assignment football type of game for our DNs.
I'm with Cliff on this one. They're not really talented up front, man. I think this type of game where if you just play assignment football, man, you could just frustrate them into making some mistakes.
Yeah, you gotta do his numbers, and I think I sent them to y'all.
Yeah,
his numbers in the pocket versus outside the pocket—they're like night and day. Night and day.
I just don't want to see Geno sitting. Cliff, he ain't been that great in the pocket, but come be giving Geno 10 seconds to just sit in the pocket. The fucking rush was literally non-existent. We had fucking pressure last week.
But you know what happens with Geno is he doesn't sit in the pocket. If he drops back and there isn't pressure, he doesn't just sit there and like go through. That's not the way he plays.
Yeah.
he starts to get antsy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the pressures come from.
Well, 93, 94, need you.
It's when you rush Finn out, you know, and then he gets to make a play. Like, you got to keep him in the pocket.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you see. If you even think about Geno, like, in the game, that's one of the reasons he struggles versus, I mean, obviously multiple quarterbacks struggle versus the Niners, but he struggles versus the Niners. He struggles versus the Rams, teams that have played him a lot because they know that that is his game.
Yeah.
Kenneth Walker is potentially a
dangerous.
Bomb.
Dangerous. Yep. Shit, I was going to say, even don't sleep on Zach Charbonnet coming off the bench and skating for 50. He got some speed.
I mean, he's been banged up, though.
Wasn't he in Michigan at one point?
Yeah, he was. Yep.
He was.
Didn't you say he stayed in the training room, too, in Michigan?
He did. That's why he transferred.
This man was on the sideline with some amazing blue dunks. I'm not worried about this man. It's like, nah, he's a good back. I know he can come out and cook us. Their run game has been good. Pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I know Ken Walker is a dog, but he's been messed up. I think what he had last week, he had one of his worst games of his career last year. I think maybe it's like less than 10 yards. I'm going to look at it right now. But I think he has 6 carries for 11 yards or some foolishness like that. This is great podcasting right now.
I think the issue with him is he's a run-only guy. You don't have to really worry about him outside of toting the rock.
Or like getting a screen or some shit.
Yeah.
6 for 19. Or no. Mm. I'm dyslexic. 9 for 16. 1.8 on the ground. Easily his worst.
That was the Ravens. That was the Ravens front, though, and we damn sure don't got that front.
Yeah.
It's funny saying that now.
And we damn sure don't have Mike front. McDonald.
We damn sure don't. We got a little dust up, nigga.
He seems to be the dust up again. Sorry, that's foolish as hell. All right, I think we're ready for predictions, man. We done talked about it all. Let's predict this joint. I'll start off this week because I feel like I haven't started off in a while. I want to pick them. You know what? I am gonna pick them. I you know what? I was thinking about this week. And I tweeted this out today. I said that there's a big test coming up for Sam Howell, Eric Bieniemy, the team in general, but like specifically for Sam, the love is coming back after his performance last week. 2 straight games where he really gets sacked. 2 straight games with lots of yards where he was impressive. Made a lot of like highlight worthy throws. He has Seattle on Sunday. He has the Giants at home. Redemption, Wink Martindale, a week later than he is. The Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving in front of 40 million people 4 days later. If he passes those 3 tests, the Sam Howell hype train is going to shift into hyperspeed. And I want that for us, man. I want that for Sam, and I want it for Terry. Terry's on pace for 100 catches. People still think that Terry is a B-list or like a second-tier wide receiver, and I think that if foolish. We are able, yeah, quite foolish. I want meaningful football. I want big time games, and I want us to arrive to that place where people on our team get recognition for the hard work they put in, and that starts with a win on Sunday in Seattle. So I'm gonna go Commanders 26, Seattle 21. Give me 100 yards and 2 touchdowns for 17. Matter of fact,
he going and rolling.
So obviously it's a tough game. Historically, we actually don't lose up there in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. We don't, I believe.
It was several pieces right, about it today.
You're right about the next 3 weeks. It's weird because in some ways it feels like like it did going into the Bears game. Where it's like, well, oh, we're set up to do X, Y, and Z. The difference is no one's paying attention to us anymore. People don't pay attention to us now. And if you're able to beat Seattle, it is a much bigger game for us than
the national media is treating it, because they don't. They've sort of just disregarded us. We lost to the Bears. We lost to the Giants, right? So what is our relevance, right? And then we traded our DNs, right? So we're seen as a team who's decided the season's over. If you can get the 5-5 with Tommy DeVito coming to FedEx, all right, not going to be a lot of Giants fans at that game because they know it's over.
Right? It's over now.
Sorry. So we went on Sunday. We potentially, I think we might end up with a sellout that Giants game with minimal Giants fans there. And Tommy DeVito under center. That could be 6-5.
Yeah.
Going into Dallas, Texas.
We've all been waiting for.
It's like to face Micah Parsons and Micah Parsons lining up over Wiley just makes me nauseous. Makes me nauseous. But you're right, Paul. I can hear Tony Romo now. I think we're on CBS, right?
Yep.
We 425.
You're on CBS.
I think that Thanksgiving game. Yeah, but dude, Sam Howell is the type of quarterback that Romo fucking is gonna have orgasms over during that.
You know it is.
Because you know it is. That is kind of who his style reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a lot of ways, he just like he reminds me of Rome. Like if someone was like, who, even with the fuck ups, like it's very Romo-esque. So, say all that to say, how about an upset, man? Why the hell not? 23-20 Commanders. Damn. Commanders. Let's get a hot take. How about let's get a Forbes pick six.
Wowzers.
I like that.
Both of y'all all in on the Commanders.
Well, I don't know about all in. I said 23-20.
Right. It's not nothing a glowing endorsement. But it wins the win, fuck it. We'll take it.
Look. Boy, I feel you, because that 3-week stretch you're talking about, like, it's true. You go out there, you go to Seattle and win, you come home, play DeVito, you got an opportunity to go 6-5, you have a big fucking game on Thanksgiving. There's an opportunity again. God. In front of Ron, for Ron and crew, there's an opportunity here, Ron. There's an opportunity for you to, you know, get this team going in the right direction again, stack up some wins, potentially make some noise on Thanksgiving. But I don't think we're going to win this game, fellas. As much as I want to agree with y'all, I think we're going to end up losing. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I just don't trust our defense. Y'all said it earlier, it could be a get-right game, and I have zero faith in Mr. Del Rio and his defense. I just don't think we're going to be able to stop them in the passing game. I think it's going to be big plays, especially from DK. I can see Lockett right now hitting a post route for 60 on us. I'm going 30-24 Seahawks. But my hot take is Sam Howell has another 300-yard game with no turnovers and 2 touchdowns.